At the core of UI's plan is a simple rule. If a tree falls within an 8-foot radius of one of UI's poles or wires, it will be subject to trimming or removal. The utility says more cutting is necessary following recent hurricanes and ice storms, which knocked down trees, blocked roads, and left hundreds of thousands without power. Joseph Thomas is UI's Vice President of Electric System Operations.
Customers understand the need to do something different, and they are working with us. And we're also mindful that bottom line is we have to collectively strike that balance around trimming the trees, removing trees, reliability, and safety.
UI has already initiated a pilot phase of the plan, tagging or trimming trees in select communities like Shelton and Hamden. On Wednesday, state regulators are expected to issue a final decision on whether UI can move forward with its full plan. That decision has already been pushed back once, in part due to opposition from conservationists.
The trees become a very, very important part of our everyday, daily life.
Bob Pattison is with Hamden Alliance for Trees.
Unlike, you know, the trees in the woods, which are there and kind of static, I mean, the trees that line our streets are very important for all kinds of reasons, you know, shade, comfort.
He says UI's plan is too ambitious and too aggressive.
We understand that there are dead and dying trees. We understand that there are problem trees all through Connecticut and relationships to lines. So we think that we need a more balanced approach, and UI needs a more balanced approach to how they're going to do this. If you read the fine print in their plan, it's not a balanced approach at all. It's just cut and remove.
UI's Joe Thomas says as long as a tree isn't in direct contact with an energized conductor, it couldn't be removed without the go-ahead from a town tree warden or a private property owner. If approved by the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, UI says its trimming would span 8 years and cost $100 million. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.